very short story. One hot evening in Padua, they carried him up onto the roof, and he could look out over the top of the town. There were chimney swifts in the sky. After a while, it got dark, and the searchlights came out. The others went down and took the bottles with them. He and Luce could hear them below on the balcony. Luce sat on the bed. She was cool and fresh in the hot night. Luce stayed on night duty for 3 months. They were glad to let her. When they operated on him, she prepared him for the operating table, and they had a joke about friend or enema. He went under the anesthetic, holding tight onto himself, so he would not blab about anything during the silly talky time. After he got on crutches, he used to take the temperature so Luce would not have to get up from the bed. There were only a few patients, and they all knew about it. They all liked Luce. As he walked back along the halls, he thought of Luce in his bed. Before he went back to the front, they went into the Duomo and prayed. It was dim and quiet, and there were other people praying. They wanted to get married, but there was not enough time for the banns, and neither of them had birth certificates. They felt as though they were married, but they wanted everyone to know about it, and to make it so they could not lose it. Luce wrote him many letters that he never got until after the armistice. 15 came in a bunch to the front, and he sorted them by the dates and read them all straight through. They were all about the hospital and how much she loved him and how it was impossible to get along without him and how terrible it was missing him at night. After the armistice, they agreed he should go home to get a job so they might be married. Luce would not come home until he had a good job and could come to New York to meet her. It was understood he would not drink, and he did not want to see his friends or anyone in the States, only to get a job and be married. On the train from Padua to Milan, they quarreled about her not being willing to come home at once. When they had to say goodbye in the station at Milan, they kissed goodbye, but were not finished with the quarrel. He felt sick about saying goodbye like that. He went to America on a boat from Genoa. Luce went back to Pordenone to open a hospital. It was lonely and rainy there, and there was a battalion of Arditi quartered in the town. Living in the muddy, rainy town in the winter, the major of the battalion made love to Luce, and she had never known Italians before, and finally wrote to the States that theirs had been only a boy and girl affair. She was sorry, and she knew he would probably not be able to understand, but might someday forgive her and be grateful to her, and she expected, absolutely unexpectedly, to be married in the spring. She loved him as always, but she realized now it was only a boy and girl love. She hoped he would have a great career and believed in him absolutely. She knew it was for the best. The major did not marry her in the spring or any other time. Luce never got an answer to the letter to Chicago about it. A short time after, he contracted gonorrhea from a salesgirl in a Loop department store while riding in a taxicab through Lincoln Park. While the bombardment was knocking the trench to pieces at Fasalta, he lay very flat and sweated and prayed, "Oh, Jesus Christ, get me out of here. Dear Jesus, please get me out. Christ, please, 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 Christ, if you'd only keep me from getting killed, I'll do anything you say. I believe in you, and I'll tell everyone in the world that you're the only one that matters. Please, please, dear Jesus." The shelling moved further up the line. We went to work on the trench, and in the morning the sun came up, and the day was hot and muggy and cheerful and quiet. The next night, back at Mestre, he did not tell the girl he went upstairs with at the Via Rosa about Jesus. And he never told anybody.